The girt old house o' mossy stone. The girt old house o' mossy stone, up there upon the knap alone, had ance a blazin' kitchen fire that cooked the poor folk and a squire. The very last of all the race that were the squire o' the place died when my father were a boy, and all his kin be gone away for ever, for I left no son to take the house o' mossy stone. And so I got in other hands, and Gramfer took un with the lands, and there, when he, poor man, were dead, my father lived, and I were bred. And if I were a squire, I should like to pass my life and die in the old house o' mossy stone, up there upon the knap alone.
Don't tell a housen made o' brick, wi' rockin' walls 9 inches thick, a trig together side by side, in streets wi' fronts a struddle wide, wi' gardens sprinkled wi' a mop, too little for a vrog to hop. But let I live and die where I can see the ground, and trees, and sky. The girt old house o' mossy stone had wings for either shade or sun, oon for the sun to peep into when vust has struck the morning dew, oon faced the evening sky, and oon pushed out a porch to sweaty noon. So, oon stood out to break the storm, and made another loo and warm. There were the cops with timber high, where birds did build and hares did lie, and beds o' greggles thick and gay did deck the ground in yearly May. And there were hills and sloping grounds that they did ride down with the hounds, and drew the maid did creep the brook with bushy bank and rushy nook, where perch did lie in girt deep holes about old aller trees, and shoals o' gudgeon darted by to hide theirselves in hollers by the side. And there were winding lanes so deep wi' mossy banks so high and steep, and stone and steps so smooth and wide, to stiles and footpaths at the side. There were the garden, walled all round, almost so big as a little groan, and up upon the wall were bars a-shipped all into wheels and stars, for folks to wake and look out drew, from trees a-green to hills a-blue. And there were wakes a-pavement, broad enough to make a carriage road, where ladies formerly did use to trudge wi' hoops and high-heeled shoes, when yonder holler oak were sound, avore the walls were ivy bound, avore the elms met above the road between them, where they drove their coach all up or down the road, a coming home or going abroad. The summer air o' this here hill of a heaved in bosoms now all still, and all their hopes and all their tears be unknown things of former years. But if in heaven souls be free to come back here, or there can be an earthly place to make 'em come to see it from a better home, then what's a told us might be right, that at the dead o' tongueless night their gazy shapes to come and trod the footways o' their flesh and blood. And while the trees to stand that growed were they, or walls or steps they knowed abide in place, they'll always come to look upon their earthly home. So, I would always let alone the girt old house a mossy stone. I wouldn't pull a wing on down to make their speechless spirits frown. For when our souls, some other day, be bodiless and dumb like they, how good to think that we might find some thought from they we left behind, and that some love mid still unite the hearts of blood with souls alight.
So, if 'twere mine, I'd let alone the girt walled house, a mossy stone.